And so, and you also have worked with the South Street Seaport Museum?
Yeah, and then when I finished Queens College in 94, then my wife said, well, what are you going to do now? So I said, because when I was working on the ferry quite often, I need a little exercise because I had been sitting there for 8 hours. So I would walk uptown, I'd walk up along South Street, and I'd see them, they were building, they had the schooner, they had it up on land, and they were putting it together, rebuilding it. You know, and sometimes I'd walk up to 14th Street, or I'd walk up to Houston or Canal Street. So that's when I said, well, I'm going to go down there. And so I ended up being a volunteer for, now it's almost 20 years. And I was basically, because I was one of the few people they had that knew how to use tools and equipment. So I would do everything. I'd make belaying pins and hatch covers. And the last couple of years, we were making sails and canvas covers for the lifeboat. And also, back a few years, I noticed the Merchant Marine Museum up in Kingsport were looking for volunteers. So I went up there for 2-3 years and helped them sort out some of their collection, because apparently they had gotten a lot of stuff from like the U.S. lines when they went bankrupt. And being some of the alumni, there were U.S. line executives, they said, what are we going to do with all this? Send it up to the museum. So they gave me all these stacks of pictures. So for about a year, I was sorting out pictures and putting them in boxes. I think Rodriguez, he noticed some of the boxes I heard.
They're still there. I was just there a few months ago.
And yeah, they saw those.
They got these nice shelves, and they have the archival still there. Boxes. Yeah.
All the lines. Cruise activity, all sorts of passenger activity. That was all my handiwork.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen
it
many times.
Oh, so anyway, but then after a while, there wasn't that much to do. So then I was let go. Well, that was okay.
When was that? What year was?
About 2003 or four. I was there about 3-4 years.
Okay.
And one time they had all these old licenses they'd gotten from the Coast Guard, so I was working on that, and somebody had left them about 30 big shopping bags full of pamphlets and schedules from the shipping industry on the U.S. coast before the railroads and the superhighways came in, and they had all sorts of fleets of small passenger ships going up and down all along the U.S. coastline, you know. So I sorted that out.